Chapter 4. The World of Language. Unit 8. Two Sides of the Language Coin.
In every language, there are two essential elements, vocabulary and grammar. Vocabulary is the collection of words which create a language, and grammar includes the rules and description of the phrase and sentence structure of a language. Understanding both of these components is required in order to understand any language. These elements form a single medium through which two individuals can communicate ideas, feelings, and explanations to one another. Each has important aspects that, when understood, can be helpful in comprehending any language. Vocabulary develops at an early age. Infants begin learning language through sounds to employ them later when forming their first words. Young children use vocabulary to communicate basic needs and desires, and only later will it be used to communicate abstract ideas and concepts. The process of understanding a language thus begins with the bare essentials. In coming to understand and use vocabulary, the way the words are structured will become more evident. As more words are added to one's vocabulary, the way the words operate with one another becomes critical. From this usage of vocabulary, a grammar develops. Knowledge of specific grammatical rules plays a much less significant role than does knowledge of specific vocabulary in knowing a language as a general rule, but grammar is still a core part of most languages. The structure that grammar lends to the vocabulary can vary dramatically from one language to another. At the core of understanding grammar is the syntax of a given language. Syntax is the way a language orders words in phrases. Some languages, like English, have a very complicated word order. These languages require that words and phrases be put in a specific order to communicate an idea effectively. For example, English requires that an adjective associated with a noun must precede the noun when describing it. One can say, the tall table, but not the table tall. Other languages, however, do not emphasize syntax at all. As long as the words are within a sentence, they can be ordered in any way to retain meaning. Latin, for example, does not require a certain word order to communicate an idea. Other grammatical considerations, though, must be taken into account in order to understand languages with a simple syntax like Latin. Attaching prefixes or suffixes, as well as adding inflections, can change the meaning of words. Typically, the more advanced suffix or inflection structure that a language has, the fewer syntactic rules there are. The grammatical makeup of any language is a variety of different considerations that may or may not be an important part of other languages. Yet grammar and vocabulary are not entirely separate from one another. Grammatical considerations can actually affect the vocabulary of a language. Inflections are a grammar rule that help make a language more efficient and functional. Words can be modified according to grammatical rules in order to communicate meaning within a phrase. For example, an S can be added to the word dog in order to signify a number of dogs. Adding a single S to dog is an efficient way to instill meaning in many cases. The sentence, "The dogs chased a ball," is more efficient than "A dog and another dog chased a ball." This example shows how grammatical rules of inflection can be used to introduce relevant words into the vocabulary, thereby making the language more efficient. Since grammar and vocabulary are so intimately associated with one another, it is not common for these two areas to be divided when learning a language. However, the distinction is important, as understanding languages more broadly requires this kind of division. Linguists cannot possibly hope to have knowledge of all the vocabularies of the world's languages, but they can attempt to understand general linguistic rules that govern different languages. These observations may lead to discoveries about how languages interact with one another, outside of simply borrowing words from one another. As such, key features of a language's vocabulary and its grammar are of the utmost importance. They help us understand a language in general and help glean how it has come to exist and evolve amongst other dialects and languages.